Welcome to our audio coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention. And today, of course, we're being brought to you in part by our friends from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. One of the amazing things about a national convention, especially the last few years, has been the growth of the National Ag Career Show at this national meeting. Imagine 50,000 people descending on one location. And the trade show equivalent that ends up, and you've got the career show. In this case, there's a lot of companies that are wanting to merchandise stuff to these young people in the days to come. There's a lot of fundraising companies that are advertising their wares to the FFA chapters, hoping to the various advisors that are here and parents that are here, hoping to catch their attention as far as a great way to fundraise for those chapters. And then there's a tremendous number of institutions, two-year colleges, universities, and more that are here trying to get these young people to think about coming to their place of learning to further their agricultural education. One of those institutions that's here at this 2010 National FFA Convention, Redlands Community College from El Reno, Oklahoma. And we caught up with Annie Pearson at the Redlands College booth talking about their involvement in the career show. Annie, tell me a little bit about Redlands' participation here at the Agricultural Career Show at the National FFA Convention.
We've been here for the last 4 years to recruit students from all over the United States. We've actually drawn some students from California, Georgia, Texas. So it's been really beneficial for us to come here and recruit these outstanding FFA students.
You know, tell me a little bit about the agricultural program at Redlands.
We offer an associate's degree. We have degrees in animal reproduction, ag business, ag communications, ag economics, agronomy, animal science, equine science. So we offer a variety of degree options for these students. Redlands is a well-rounded program. We have an excellent livestock judging team, equestrian team, equine judging team. So I think it's an excellent school for these kids to come to.
So they've got a lot of opportunities here in a two-year college. And, of course, if they want that four-year degree, you've got them prepared to head on, right?
Yes. All of our degrees transfer on. A lot of our students go to Oklahoma State University or Northwestern in Alva.
Obviously, you know, we've got some pretty good two-year colleges in the state of Oklahoma. Redlands, though, is one of the few right in the central part of the state. So it's got a unique, niche, you might say.
Yes, we're very centrally located. So a lot of the students from the local areas, they live at home and commute back and forth, which is very convenient for them. We also, for a community college in Oklahoma, we just opened what is called Cougar Crossing, which is our campus apartments. And normally junior colleges don't have housing for students, but that's something that we do offer at Redlands.
So, you know, going back to some of the things that's going on in the agricultural world as far as the programs that you offer, it seems like that Redlands really tries to engage pretty aggressively with the agricultural community, with FFA, with some of the things that go on with it.
Yes, we do. We also have sales that are open to the public, which we host sheep sales, goat sales, and that's a good way for us to recruit also, because we're bringing outside 4-H'ers and FFA people to our campus to see what we have to offer. So there's a lot going on.
Annie Pearson, who's Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Redlands Community College, on hand here in Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention. Redlands, one of many institutions that's here talking about their college experience to members of the FFA organization of this National Agri Career Show. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes here on the Blue Green Gazette from the 2010 National FFA Convention.